This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Keep your eyes on the road here, but chances are if you're on the highway now, one of those big trucks has some interesting technology ticking away under its engine cowling. It's designed to make shipping goods cheaper and the air cleaner. Matt Baum has the story.
Head on down to the Port of Long Beach on any given day. Stand alongside the hundreds of big rigs meandering from harbors to freeways and take a deep breath. Every truck that rolls by coughs out a little whiff of diesel exhaust.
We still suffer from the worst air quality in the nation, and that means that our residents are not breathing healthful air about a third of the year.
That's Dr. Matt Miasato at the South Coast Air Quality Management District. He says diesel engines are a major contributor to toxic air, not just in Long Beach, but across the country. And in addition to delivering asthma and lung cancer, old-fashioned dirty big rigs eat up $150 billion in fuel every year. The good news is that manufacturers like Cummins and Peterbilt are working on new trucks that are 50% more energy efficient. Dr. Mark Duvall at the Electric Power Research Institute says that companies like Staples are experimenting with electric delivery trucks. Staples can expect to pay $30,000 more for an electric truck, but to recoup that expense in maintenance after about 3 years.
You can actually take the combustion engine and it's not even in the equation, so you get rid of it, you get rid of the transmission, the fuel tank, all the emissions systems, and so you save quite a bit of cost and weight, and you make a much simpler vehicle.
The Union of Concerned Scientists ran the numbers and estimates that the most fuel-efficient big rigs would save 1.4 million barrels of oil per day. The Department of Energy is pushing truck manufacturers to bring those savings to market as soon as possible through an initiative called Supertruck. Patrick Davis is director of the department's Vehicle Technologies Office.
I think you will see these technologies migrate to the market quite quickly. The cost of shipping is directly added to the cost of goods and services delivered. So as you lower the cost of shipping, you would expect the cost of those goods and services to go down.
Those savings aren't due until 2017, when tighter emissions rules go into effect. But some truck manufacturers are already getting a jump on that deadline by rolling out small improvements one by one, 3 years ahead of schedule. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Baum for Marketplace.